The Irregular Migration Surge Border Response Resilience Act is sponsored by 15 members of the U.S. House. A member of the House Homeland Security Committee, U.S. Representative Peter Meyer, explains more than 3,500 migrants are reaching the U.S.-Mexico border each day, and a long-term solution is needed for responding to irregular migration surges. Quote, "We cannot allow these types of crises to continue administration after administration. It is time for Congress to take charge and provide clear directives and adequate resources for planning and surge response. This will reduce the risk of future emergency humanitarian situations like the one we are seeing today," end quote. The Grand Rapids Republican and his bipartisan colleagues recommend the authorization of $1 billion for use through 2025. In a news release, the money would allow the Department of Homeland Security to maximize the use of non-law enforcement personnel, assisting with processing and screening, reducing security. The bill would also detail surge personnel to the border and request interagency assistance and expand temporary processing and holding capacity quickly, along with transferring individuals. It also focuses on intelligence-driven analysis that includes border trends, migration perceptions of U.S. law, tactics used by smugglers, and other relevant information. The bill calls for a metrics review and addresses humanitarian concerns in the moment, rather than waiting for Congress reaching consensus on additional appropriations. I'm Patrick Center.